Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, guys? Coach Steve here, and welcome to the Challenge Podcast. In this episode, we're continuing the Meet the Challenger series, and today I have with me the Max's third place winner, Paul Carlisle. Paul, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thank you very much, Steve, and hi to all those that are accepting the next challenge. Good luck to you all.
Mate, I'm excited to spend some time and chatting to you about your experiences with the challenge. Now, I would like to start by giving you a chance to introduce yourself. So if you could tell me, you know, where you're from, how old you are, which is an interesting one, and, you know, what a normal day looks like for Paul.
Yep. Well, my name's Paul. I currently live in Brisbane. I'm an allied health assistant at the hospital. So I do a little bit of shift work as well.
And Paul, how old are you, mate?
Mate, I'm 59.
59 years young. Incredible.
59 years young, mate, and I feel about 30 at the moment. I was probably feeling 59 prior to the challenge, but after the challenge, I'm feeling a lot healthier, a lot fitter, and yeah, just an amazing, I don't like to say journey, but an amazing chapter in my life. It's been one hell of a ride and a good one. Awesome.
Yeah.
Loved it. Yeah.
I want to talk about your role at the hospital. How long have you been doing that role?
I've been in that role probably about 9-10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's my trigger for health and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
We work with a lot of elderly, a lot of obese people as well that naturally can't help that. Sometimes it's medical induced. And I just think if you've got a level of fitness when you go into a hospital, if you're not well, whether it be just a small surgery or large, I think your recovery is a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So probably working in that environment, it sort of opened my eyes to, hey, you know, come on, we're not getting any younger. So we need to look after ourselves in some form, and not necessarily a challenge, but I feel the Max and Maxine's challenge makes it a lot easier for people. It's all there for you. You know, the support you get, it just makes it a lot easier. And then, you know, you've got your family support, and if they see that the gains you're getting and you are fit and healthy, you know, it's just as we're aging, it just helps a lot. You know, my mum's a classic example. She's 90 and she lives at home alone, and, you know, she still gardens. And although she's not well at the moment, she is getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's always been fit and a hard worker. So there's something to be said about hard work and a little bit of fitness. It goes a long way.
I love that. You know, I feel like you're an embodiment of a role model to your family and to the people that are listening to this. And I think that motivation that you get from the hospital, seeing people towards the end of their life and seeing really extreme low levels of fitness and health really puts it in perspective as to how valuable your fitness and health is, and, you know, how important it should be in a lot of our lives. I think that's really interesting motivation that you have.
Yeah, it is. And you know, we will talk about motivation a little bit later, but that sort of does motivate me a little bit. You know, I sort of look at myself and go, well, I don't want to be sitting in a chair and not being able to do anything. I want to get up and keep going for as long as I can. And you're right, you know, when you train, we all have sort of bad training days, and it's just a little trigger that'll say, you know, you just got to get back into it and do it. You know, it's an hour out of your time, and really, you know, everybody can afford that hour. So even if it's walking or swimming or cycling, just doing something to keep mobile, very important.
Yeah. And I think it's a really powerful investment. Like, you know, that 1 hour of exercise a day could equate to an extra 10 years of your life, you know, or 10 years of quality life. Like, you know, you could live to 100, but if you reach 70 and you can't move your body, well, what's the point, right? So I think it's a very powerful investment, just that small, like 1 hour a day to your body.
Yeah, it's that quality of life when you do get older. You know, nobody wants to be lying in a bed with tubes. And, you know, that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what cards have been dealt for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for now, while we've still got our minds and, we just keep going, you know, and that hour of the day, it's nothing really. You know, we spend 2.5 hours probably watching a movie,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And you need that downtime too, but get out there and go for a walk with the kids, take the dog for a walk, throw the ball, just do something, you know. Life's short. It is.
Paul, I think you've answered my first question. And the first question is, why did you start the challenge? But my question for you is, do you have any specific moment where you really told yourself, that's it, I need to do this challenge, or I need to improve my fitness and health? Was there like a specific moment that you can pinpoint and you said, yep, that's it, I need to do this?
My fiancée Monique did the challenge quite a while back, and she was looking at doing something again. And I actually looked through it with her, and I was amazed at the transformations that people went through, you know. And just signing up for a challenge, it makes you a winner anyway. That's a big step in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But just looking at them and realizing, you know, I played a lot of football in my time. I was fit. Not that I wasn't fit going into the challenge, but I could have been a lot fitter. And to sort of change my physique and to do it on the vegetarian plan, I just wanted to see how my body would respond to that. Being, you know, I used to eat a lot of meat, sort of playing football and all that, and I thought, how would it change me? How would it make me feel better? And then I just said to Monique, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. So, yeah, it was just, I suppose the photos inspired me from others. And then I actually got on the Max's website and read some of their stories and went, you know, you guys are awesome and I've got to do something. So that was the light bulb moment for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how did Monique go with the challenge? Did she finish it?
She did. She yeah. finished it. You know, with us both going through it, we learned so much more about each other, and it was good, you know. We ate the same. We had some challenging times in the gym. Mm-hmm. You know, we both pushed each other, and that was great. And the support from our children as well. They're old enough to sort of, you know, look after themselves, and that enabled us to go to the gym. And, mm-hmm. yeah, so it was that trust in your training partner.
Mm-hmm.
And accountability, you know, because Monique puts in 110% in everything she does. And, you know, I would sort of come home from a big shift and go, oh, do I have to? And I knew she was there, so I went. So I was being accountable. And plus, I wanted my dinner cooked for me that night anyway. So I figured if I didn't go, I probably wouldn't have dinner waiting for me when I come home. But
yeah.
No, yeah, it was an awesome thing to do, was to train with her. You know, yes, she did finish it, and she looks great. And I think she's doing the next one too. So
awesome. Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So tell me, once again, you probably answered my next question. My next question is, what are some of the challenges that you faced within the challenge? And I guess my question to you is, you know, do you have that one big challenging moment that you really overcame over the past 12 weeks?
Yeah, look, I think I'm a firm believer of, if you've got your mind set on something, anything's possible. You know, you get a lot of outside influence coming in, and that does play with your mind. I'm sure many people have started diets and they've got to a barbecue and their friends have gone, oh yeah, but you know, you don't have the power to commit, or you'll diet, you lose 10 kilos and you put it on. So you get all that negativity. So I'm a firm believer of getting your mind right. So I suppose my challenge was getting my mind working with my body, not the other way around. If I had my mindset right, you can virtually achieve anything. And use that negativity. I feel that's very important. You know, use all that positive feedback, because we all want positive feedback and we all want pats on the back. But, you know, use that negative. Get in that gym and tear the place apart with that negativity and just show them who you are. And, you know, negativity can be a fuel. And I used it. And then, of course, you know, when you looked at yourself, you also gave yourself a pat on the back and went, you know what, I can do this. So yeah, it's that. Powerful. It's the mind. Yeah, the mind's very powerful. So if you've got that, and look, you know, we all have good days and bad days, like I've said before. So when you have a bad day, just write down what happened. Keep a journal on your good days. I used to do, well, I did my journal and I used to star rate it. So a 5-star was a great day. I ate well. My training just clicked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just had a great day, my 3 days, and I think probably I got as low as 2.
Mm-hmm.
But I read back on how I changed that 2 to get it to a 4 and then a 5. You're not going to jump from a 2 to a 5.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do it in little steps. And then I would read back. If I was having trouble getting up to a 5 again, I'd read back on my journal. So, you know, keeping that mind positive and keeping your journal entries true to yourself. If you didn't get to your PB, don't lie to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will get there. You will get there. So use both positive and negative.
If you wrote your journal and you gave yourself a 2 out of 5 for the day, what would you do that day or maybe the next day to try to get you to the 3 or the 4 or the 5? Did you make any drastic changes, like change your sleep or drink more water or change your food? What did you do?
I would look at the pictures. Again, vision to me. So the mindset's right. If you got that, just visualizing on things. So what I actually did before I started the challenge, I looked through a lot of magazines, and we all, you know, especially guys, we all want to be, and I'll go back to the old days, an Arnold or a Franco or a Lou Ferrigno, or, you know, and that's pretty well not impossible, but it's sort of out of reach for our shapes. You know, we can't carry that amount on our shapes. So what I used to do is just get the men's fitness magazines and cut out body parts that I would think would fit well with me. So it might be good biceps, you know, and I'd cut his biceps out and I'd paste that on my bicep page of my journal. And if it was a nice set of legs that I saw, I would paste that on my journal. Yeah. So it's always that visual thing.
Yeah.
You know, so if ever I got down to that 2, I would always go back to my 5s.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping that journal true, you would always see something happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't look at my journal before I went to training. The leg press machine wasn't ready when I got there. There was somebody on their phone on Facebook sitting in it. Little things like that I would just write down. And at the end of the day, I couldn't change that. So then I had to change my training around.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go, you know, if that happens again, I won't do leg press. I'll do hack squats or I'll do lunges. So it was all a learning process for me.
Mm.
I kind of upped my 2s to 3s. I never really jumped from a 2 to a 5.
Mm-hmm.
I always just sort of stepped it out a little bit, just not to get overwhelmed with it, because some of the things are out of your control.
Yeah.
You know, but my nutrition stayed on track. I'm pretty lucky in the work that I do that I can stop and eat. But then again, if it was something to do with nutrition, I would kind of either push it forward or bring it back a little bit or add a little bit more to a meal that I knew I could sit down comfortably with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can always play with it and you can always find that 5 again.
Yeah.
You know, so don't get disheartened with it. Learn from it and read about it, try and forget about it, and then move on. And get up.
Yeah. I love that. That's a really powerful idea to complete a journal, rate it out of 5, and reflect with the power of reflection. Had that visualization, because that goes a long way. Put it all down pat, Paul. I love it.
Yeah, I just think it, you know, and again, as kids, even playing football, I can't even remember the name of the book that I used to read with Reg Parks, a very old bodybuilder in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd look at it and go, man, you know, what a guy, and I'd like to be that. But you just can't. So, you know, just be honest with yourself on how you want to look at it and keep that journal. You know, if you have a crap day, write crap, you know, but just be honest with yourself. That's all you can do.
Now, we'll talk a little bit about your challenges. And once again, it probably answered my next question. My next question is, have you had any big wins over the past 12 weeks? So that could be anything, but, you know, do you have any big wins that you've achieved over the past 12 weeks?
Over the past 12 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Again, getting the mind and body not fighting each other, getting the work together. Finishing the challenge was a challenge, but again, with the support I had from home here, that was kind of made easier. Making the top 10 and then making the top 3 and then being invited to be an ambassador to help others. That's what I think this is all about, and that was my biggest win. You know, I went into this with no expectations. Mm-hmm. I knew my physique would change, but I didn't realize it would change to the extent that it has, and I feel a lot fitter and healthier in myself. So, you know, they're the biggest wins. And the smile. You still can't wipe the smile on my face. So, you know, and I haven't done that little jig yet, unfortunately.
No, you owe me a little jig, okay?
I do. Maybe the next podcast I'll do a little
jig. Maybe the next one.
Not yet.
Now that you've made the top three and you're coming back as one of our ambassadors, where to from here? What's your long-term goal with your body, with your health? Yeah. What's your goal from here?
So to now just gain some size and maybe look at competing. I'm lucky enough to train at a gym where there's a couple of guys that do compete, and they gave me some posing tips. I'm not quite sure if I nailed them. They weren't here, but you know, I just look at them and their dedication to what they do is unbelievable. And to have that dedication, I think it's possible that I could do it. And doing it through the Maxis Challenge, you know, which is everything's going to be laid out for me. All I've got to do is put in the 110%. So that's probably, you know, gaining the size and helping others in the Maxis and the Maxine's Challenge as well. And to actually get out and meet some of our Brisbane-based challengers, you know, maybe they're having a hard time with training or hitting a certain muscle group or just challenges in itself. And, you know, I'm quite happy to meet them in the gym. And, you know, it might be just so much as changing an angle or changing a bench or, you know, changing how they grip just to get that muscle working well. And probably a definitely meet and greet with the guys from Max's and Maxine's just to personally thank them for this chapter. It's amazing, and I'm looking forward to working with you probably long term if I can.
Well, we're planning a few trips interstate, so hopefully when this podcast is released, there's a little bit more information about our interstate travels. But, you know, I highly invite you to meet other Brisbane challengers, because you're right, like, even if it's just that social interaction, that's enough motivation to keep you going. It could be someone online. It could be someone that you chat to in our Facebook group or a mentoring program or on the forum that keeps you going. And you said it, like, with our training, sometimes we just need to experiment ourselves and adjust the position of our hands or our elbows or our shoulders. But sometimes when another person's watching you, they might go, hey, Joe, your shoulder's all weird when you do a bench press. Have you tried doing this? Oh, wow, that feels amazing. So sometimes you don't know what's happening in your body because you're focused on exercising, and it takes someone else like yourself who is watching you to say, let's just try this, and it's a mind-blowing experience.
Yeah, it's just a lot easier with somebody else. I'm hoping that the challenges that have come on board now, they do have supportive training partners and will actually pull them up, because the last thing you want when you start something like this is an injury that puts you out, you know, and it shouldn't really happen. You know, if you're not feeling it right, you're either going too heavy or your form's not right. So let's get all that sorted and then power on.
Definitely,
you know, ease into it. Whichever challenge you're doing, you know, your body weight will decrease, your weights will go up, but just keep safe and injury free.
Now, I have a general question about aging with the challenge. Did you face any injuries or aches and pains or any body challenges while you were exercising?
Let's just say Radox made a heap of money out of me when I was training. Look, I did, because it was all new. So for the first 2 weeks, you know, it was that aching and after legs trying to get up the stairs. We got two sets of stairs to get into the house, so it was, you know, maybe we need to sell and get a low set home when we're not climbing stairs. But we just kept going, you know, and those aches and pains went. I was lucky to have massages, you know, massages, hot baths, and just generally relax when you can. So the first 2-3 weeks, especially, and I don't like to bring my age into it, but especially with my age, I did have a few aches, but no injuries. You know, I was pretty savvy on what to do. I'd been training through my football career, so I kind of knew what I had to do there. So we just kept having bars and rolling, stretching. You know, again, especially age, and I really hate bringing that up, but you need to stretch and keep those muscle fibers, you know, relaxed.
I'm actually glad you gave me that answer, because I think the point of the question that I wanted to get across is no matter what age you are, first of all, we're going to experience a little bit of soreness after any exercise or any new exercise. And that's completely normal. And we call that generally DOMS, or delayed onset muscle soreness. And that's normal. But once you get over that first week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, our body adapts. And no matter what age, no matter what body size you are, no matter what shape you are, your gender, what program you're doing, your body will adapt. And yeah, you might be a little bit sore and tender, but that doesn't last too long. And it's a shame, because a lot of the times when we start a new fitness program, we don't last very long. We last maybe a week or 2 weeks, maybe 4 weeks. And that's reflected in the challenge, just like it's reflected in New Year's resolutions. Come February, nobody goes to the gym anymore because they've had enough with that muscle soreness, and amongst other things. So if you're listening to this, what I want you to do is, if you are experiencing those muscle soreness and that doming sensation, and you might have a little bit of ache or pain, try some stuff that Paul recommended where, okay, have a bath, have a Radox bath, spend some time stretching, foam rolling, have a massage. You know, that first 2 or 3 weeks, one day you're actually going to miss that, because in my fitness career, I miss the experience of DOMS because I don't feel that anymore, you know? So I go and have a really hard workout and I don't feel sore the next day. And it's sort of a bit like, oh, did that do anything to my body? DOMS does not mean a good workout. I'll say that again. Being sore afterwards does not equal a good workout. But sometimes our brain wants to associate those two things.
Yeah, of course. And that's an important message as well. You know, if you're not sore after workout, it doesn't mean to say that you haven't done it. So, as we age, we get a bit tighter. Just keep that stretching up, you know. And your muscle density changes as well, you know, if you keep that elasticity in your muscles. So very important, very important.
Now, you've given us lots of advice, Paul, but my final question is, do you have any general advice you'd give to anybody who is maybe currently doing the challenge, or thinking about doing the challenge, or are just interested in their general fitness and health? Do you have any general advice you'd give to people?
Look, believe in yourself. You know, never lose sight of what you want to achieve. Again, you know, you're going to get the negative Joes and that coming into your life, but you know, this is your chapter of your life if you're doing the challenge or whatever you're doing. So be honest with yourself, believe in yourself, and the challengers have everything out there. That they've got the Maxes and Maxines platform that they can use for them, the podcast, which will help them get to their end result. And with your end result, like, break it down a little bit. Don't sort of start the 12 weeks and go, oh, I want to look like that in 12 weeks. Try and sort of break it down into, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 or 4, 8, 12, because I think we get too obsessed of that end result, whereas we should be obsessed with how we're going to get there, because if you're obsessed with that, you will get the end result. So it's that visualization of 2 weeks and 4 weeks. Or, you know, whichever it might be. So just keep that end result in mind and recognize your small changes. You know, give yourself a pat on the back, or if somebody comments, recognize them and use them. You know, even pop it in your journal. You know, that'll put a smile on your face, and, you know, that might take you up to 6 stars. And a trick that I use, I remember when I started the challenge in about 5 weeks, I didn't really see much of a change. And I decided to cover up a little bit more. So I wore a big jumper, tracksuit, not that I went in there in a T-back singlet or anything, but I wore T-shirts and that. And I covered up for a couple of weeks, because there's mirrors all around, and then, you know, you have a shower and there's a mirror in your bathroom. So I tried not to look at myself in any mirrors. I would just cover up. And mentally, that was playing on my mind. But after the end of that, I went back to wearing T-shirts, and I could tell just with putting them on that my physique had changed. So it was that the mind playing tricks, because visually you weren't seeing what you were training. You know, you could get the pump, but visually you couldn't see it change. And then after a couple of weeks, I then went back to T-shirts and went, wow, it is working. It was amazing. That's a little, you know, I don't know whether I should have given that little trick out, but that's just something. And again, it's worked for me. It's not for everybody. But if you try a couple of things and it works for you, well, that's great. That's awesome. Yeah. And don't be afraid to try different exercises. We were talking about, you know, looking your training partner, looking at you with your shoulders, but you might see somebody doing a bicep exercise that you kind of think, oh, I might try that.
Mm.
Don't be too scared to go outside the square a little bit, you know. But on saying that, if you're trying a new exercise, just make sure that it's light and you get the right form. But, and again, it's that knowledge is power.
Mm. Yeah.
Read what you're doing. And I'm not saying study it, or but be interested in what you're doing.
Yeah, tough advice.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap it up there. Thank you so much for donating your time to be part of the Challenge podcast. And I'm looking forward to seeing you help a lot of the challenges this September challenge as one of our ambassadors. And I look forward to chatting to you sometime soon.
Thanks very much, Stephen. To all the challenges, again, best of luck. Keep that mind focused on what you're doing and it will come. And write it in that journal.
Write it in that journal. Thank you so much, Paul. We'll see you soon.
No worries.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.